This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When you go shopping for a big appliance, what's one of the first things you look for? Yes, price, sure, of course. Fit and compatibility, also sure, of course. But right up near the top of that list is probably that Energy Star sticker, right? It's a pretty well-known consumer brand, I guess you'd say, run by the EPA and the Department of Energy. The program is not without some issues, though. A couple of years ago, GAO, the Government Accountability Office, scammed it into certifying bogus products as Energy Star efficient. And today, the New York Times reports that Whirlpool is threatening to back out of Energy Star unless Congress gives manufacturers, like Whirlpool, immunity from consumer lawsuits. Marketplace's Dan Weissman looks at what an Energy Star label is worth today.
The Government Accountability Office report on Energy Star back in 2010 was a doozy. Sharon Baker Brandstetter is an attorney with Consumers Union. Here's her take on the bottom line.
Because really, EPA wasn't looking at every application. The manufacturers were self-certifying.
So GAO investigators submitted an application for a gasoline-powered alarm clock. It got listed. They submitted a room air cleaner and linked to a picture of an electric space heater with a feather duster attached. That got listed, too. Here's Ann Bailey, who runs the Energy Star products program for EPA.
So since then, we've dramatically improved the rigor of the certification process, and we've instituted third-party certification.
Third-party certification means that manufacturers now submit their products to an EPA-approved lab, like Underwriters Laboratories, which signs off. The third parties also pull a few products off the shelf every year to see if they measure up to the claims. That led to 62 products getting disqualified last year. Steve Nadell is executive director of the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
I think EPA has done a good job of addressing the concerns that GAO had.
A good enough job that he thinks the proposed legislation that would protect companies like Whirlpool from some consumer lawsuits is reasonable. The proposed bill only applies in cases where EPA has done a review.
I think consumers do tend to trust EPA.
Sales figures collected by EPA seem to back him up. Even in the years after the GAO report, the number of Energy Star products sold continued to increase. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.